Thank you for calling customer service. This is Jabril speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Michelle from Discover to let you know this call may be monitored and recorded. I have Roger Fortner on the line. He's calling regarding some products and some additional billings. So I told him to give you guys a call first to maybe see if you can help. There's some charges he was billed for shipping, and I believe it may be on like a reoccurring that he was unaware of that he's being billed again May 15th for.
Okay, so can you provide me with his zip code?
Actually, let me get him for you. Thanks for holding, sir. I actually was able to get directly to an agent, and she's on the line with us right now. So she's going to ask you some questions. I'll remain here to see what happens. She needs your zip code.
65714.
And your first and last name?
Fortner, F-O-R-T-N-E-R.
Okay, allow me one moment. Okay, for security purposes, can you verify your address?
408 Hillcrest Avenue in Nixa, Missouri.
Okay, looks like on the 19th of April, you ordered our Premshia, Keto, and Clint products from us. You only paid for shipping and handling fee. It was a 14-day trial period when you ordered this product, so you were only able to try the product for 14 days only. However, if you did not like that product, you were supposed to give us a call within your 14-day trial period to cancel so you wouldn't get charged full price for the product, and we supply both products every 30 days.
I will tell you right now, your company is very deceptive in their way of doing business. All I agreed to was a free trial.
Yes, sir, a 14-day trial.
I am going to, how can you justify retrying? You've tried billing to my Discover card repeatedly when I had it on hold because of you guys. And then I finally took it off hold, and on the 15th, you put two different charges on my account.
Yes, sir, because you ordered two products.
And I did not receive any, I have not received any further product from you guys other than that first sample delivery.
That's what you're getting charged for, sir.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What? This is Michelle from Discover. So what they're basically stating is the product you paid shipping for back in April, it was only to try it out for 14 days, and then after that time, exhaust, if you didn't cancel, they would have billed you the full price. Is that what happened, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. So he got charged full price for the product he already received.
Okay, because generally when it's a trial is for like a specific period of time. Was it on the website that had the 14-day?
Yes, ma'am. It was inside our terms and conditions online before ordering the product. 14-day trial period, 30-day supply. Mm-hmm. So that means we supply it every month.
Okay. Now, is there a way that we can get this permanently canceled? And could he get a refund, or are you guys offering him a refund because he wasn't aware?
Okay,
Let me make things clear. What is these two charges on the 15th for?
Yeah, she stated those are initially the April product that you received. So what you paid shipping for back in April was the actual product. It was a tryout for 14 days, and if you didn't like it, you would have had to cancel.
Which was not clear at all on a Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
Is what I ordered this through.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have any yet. There was nothing that hinted of a repetitive charge or a repetitive charge.
Okay, so what we can do is cancel the account so he won't receive
it. What I'll do, you're with the company. I tried calling the company. I wasn't able to get an answer. I don't even know the name of your company. Both these charges are under two different names. The thing is, I will pay these two amounts if you guarantee you will never charge me again, and I am going to report you to the state of Missouri.
Okay.
Because I had to pay these two amounts that I did not agree to.
Okay, so
we definitely wanted to see what she was willing to do, sir. I do understand this was, you know, something that's caught by surprise, but we want to see what she's willing to help out with today, just to make sure this is, you know, canceled. So I'm sorry, ma'am, you was about to say something before?
Yes, ma'am. What I can do is cancel his account so he won't receive any further charges or any more products from us, and I can refund both charges back to his account.
Okay, so she's willing to refund you back for both charges, sir.
Okay.
So that's why I wanted to give her time to talk in regards to the charge first to see what can be done. So is there a way you can send him a confirmation email?
Yes, ma'am. You can send him an email and I can provide him with the – I can provide – okay, so we can send the confirmation to let him know that we issued both refunds. That's going to go to his email. And
okay.
I can, after that, I can cancel the account and I can provide him with the cancellation number over the phone.
Oh, yeah, I can write that down too and put it on his account. So, yes, could you please?
I've got a paper here.
Okay, so first I'm going to issue both refunds. So, can you allow me one moment, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, one of your refunds of $94.90 has been successful, and if you can allow me one moment, I can issue you your other refund.
Okay.
Okay, sir, both refunds has been successful. Your refund can take 3 until 5 business days until they post into your account. And if you can allow me one moment, I can also cancel the account so you won't receive any more charges or any more products from us.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Okay, so your account has been canceled, and that cancellation number is C as in cat, 217-308, B as in boy, E as in elephant, 67. Would you like to repeat it back to me?
Yeah, go ahead and repeat it.
Okay, that would be C as in cat.
Yes.
Two, three.